On Wednesdays, our business news focuses on the workplace. Today, companies are most likely to announce buyouts and cutbacks at the end of the calendar year as they make up their budgets for the next year. 2005 is no exception. Ford said this month it is cutting its workforce, and there's talk that GM is planning a management shakeup. Plus, the New York Times and some other news outlets have recently announced downsizing plans involving buying out employees. Joining us from our New York bureau is Donna Rosato. She's a staff writer for Money Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we ask you to come in today to talk to us about the dreaded concept of downsizing. Specifically, what to do if your company offers a buyout. Let's start with how negotiable is an offer of a buyout? How much of that is really an offer?
Well, as they say in life, everything's negotiable, and so are buyouts. Now, you often hear about buyouts, rumors of buyouts, before they come and offer them to you. So what you want to do is some research ahead of time. Find out what people are being offered ahead of time. Companies don't offer buyouts out of the goodness of their heart. Frankly, it's just a simpler, easier way for them to reduce their staff. And they would be pleased, probably, if you came to them and said, I've heard that there are buyouts. I want to find out more about this.
And one would presume that you would be in a better position to negotiate a better buyout for yourself if, say, you're very secure in your position. But how does one figure out their relative security in relationship to the job?
That's a great question. And there's a couple of easy questions you can ask yourself. It's taking a hard look at your standing at the company. Think about, have you been passed over for a promotion recently? Is the person in the next cubicle over always getting the plum assignments? That might be a signal that you're not as valued at the company. And so your job may not be as secure as you hope. In that case, you might start thinking very seriously about whether you want to take a buyout or not.
And would one's perspective change depending on whether you've just your beginning of your career or this job sort of at the middle, or, hey, just about ready to retire anyway, this could be a bonus?
If you're nearing retirement, it can often be very lucrative to take a buyout. Retirees are more expensive from a company's perspective, and often buyouts are aimed at people later in their career, and they can come with things. For example, they can offer you vesting in your company retirement plan years ahead of schedule.
But mid-career?
Mid-career, it usually is not lucrative enough for you to retire from the workforce. But mid-career, a buyout can give you a windfall to either take some time to look for another job opportunity, or a lot of folks these days are thinking about starting their own businesses, and it can give you a nice lump sum to do that. Often, a buyout can be a wonderful thing. So you should think of it as an opportunity, not necessarily a bad thing. But if you're very early in your career, a buyout is often just a small amount of money and benefits to get you to the next level.
Well, even though when a buyout seems like a bit of a bonus, it's not always that easy, right?
No, it is not often easy. Even if a buyout seems like a great windfall and an opportunity for you, don't discount the emotional aspects of departing from your job, particularly if you're mid-career or later in your career and you've been there for a long time. Think about what you're going to do next and how you might use that to get to the next phase in your career.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Donna Rosato is a staff writer for Money Magazine. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.